Port Mungo by Patrick McGrath. Read by Jennifer Van Dyke.
Disc 1.
Chapter 1. When he first came back to New York, and that would be 20 years ago now, my brother Jack was in a kind of stupor, for it was shortly after the death of his daughter Peg. What can you say about the death of a child? She was 16 when it happened, and the impact on all of us, Jack, of course, in particular, was devastating. When I glimpsed the extent of his grief after the first shock wore off, and he awoke to the grim slog of flat, empty days that yawned before him, all meaning, hope, and pleasure drained from life, I called out to him from across what seemed a chasm, and got back only the faintest of answers, which might have been no more than an echo. I mean, I did not know what to say to him, to bring him back into living contact with the world, and more immediately with myself, his sister. I don't suppose there's very much you can say. I never feared for his sanity, however. I never feared that he would attempt to do harm to himself, and for this reason, he had his work. And with a first weary, reluctant attempt to pull himself together, came a return to the studio, a loft I had rented for him in an old warehouse building on Crosby Street. I remember watching him silently building stretchers, the very mindlessness of this familiar activity giving palpable relief to a soul in pain. I sat in that loft, drinking tea, and trying to make conversation as he nodded and grunted and nailed his stretchers. And the next day he cut canvas and began to staple it to the stretchers. And again I was the one who sat there with him, talking or silent, whichever he seemed to prefer. Simply a familiar body in the same bleak space during those slow, wretched days. I was also there when he mixed paint in a bucket.